Today's daf is Krisos daf Chof Aleph, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the fifth perek on daf Chof Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the topic of the first daf and a half of the new perek is going to be the halacha of dam. So why are we learning the halachos of dam? Because dam is one of the lamed vav krisos that I mentioned in the first parak of the Masechta, and as a result, the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and discuss in detail the halachos of dam. So what is the Isser dam? Amazingly, the Torah repeats this Isser many times. The first time it's mentioned is in Parshas Vayikra. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudzayin. The Pasuk says, after it mentions the mitzvah of Haktorah, Chukas Oilam Mudoiro Yseichem, V'chol Moish V'yseichem, Kol Chelev V'chol Dam V'yseichem. So the context, of course, is Karbonos. This is the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. You have a carbon. Certain parts of the carbon were eaten. Other parts could not be eaten, but rather were put on the Mizbeach. What was put on the Mizbeach? The Chelev and the Dam. Says the Torah that not only was there a mitzvah to put the Chelev and the Dam on the Mizbeach, but there's a loisaseh to not put it on the Mizbeach, meaning there's a loisaseh to eat it. The Torah says, again, kol Chelev, v'chol Dam, we're focusing on the v'chol Dam, loisaseh Chelev. The Torah repeats it again in Parshat Sam. The Pasuk says, v'chol Dam, loisaychlu, v'chol moish v'yseichem, lo'oif, and then the pasuk says, "Kol nefesh asher toichal kol dam v'nichus ha'nefesh ahimeyameh." So the Torah repeats the iser dam, and here the Torah adds an oynish. What's the oynish? Kar. So again, the chol dam loisaychu. That's the second time we have a loisaseh. And here the Torah says, "Kol nefesh asher toichal kol dam v'nichus ha'nefesh ahimeyameh." So we have it right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra twice. In Parashas Vayikra, and then in Parashas Sav. Fast forward to Parashas Achrimos, right after the Parashas of Shchut Echot, says the Pasuk, V'ish ish mi beis Yisrael, u'min hager hagor besoicham, asher yoichal kol dam. If somebody's going to eat blood, v'nosati ponai b'nefesh ha'echelos es ha'dam, v'hechrati yoisem yikerevam. Says the Torah again, there's going to be a chi of chorus. Ki nefesh ha'basar b'dam. And here the Torah gives a reason. Because the nefesh, the soul of a living being is in its blood. And it's precisely for that reason that we take the dam of a carbon and we put it on the mizbech. Because the dam represents the soul. It represents the nefesh. Ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. Akei no marti levnei Yisrael. Kol nefesh mikem lo yisoich al dam. Vahager besoichachem lo yoich al dam. And then two psukim later again. Ki nefesh kol basar domoy benafshay hu va'oymar levnei Yisrael. Dam kol basar lo yisoichelu. Ki nefesh kol basar domoy hi kol oichlov yikaris. The Parsha Zachar Moise, the Torah repeats the Isser dam twice. And the Torah twice again mentions the Isser Karis. Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, Parshas Achrimos. We have several loisaseis and several repetitions of the fact that if somebody eats blood, he's going to be chayiv Karis. In Mishnah Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah repeats it again, but not once, twice. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tezayin. Rak Hadam Loisoichelu. What should you do with it? Alo Aretz Tishbechenu Kamoy. So the Pasuk over there is referring to the idea that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat basar. Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachal b'basar, even basar taiva, machlekes Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Yishmael says the Torah that even though you're allowed to eat basar, you're allowed to have a steak dinner, but not the blood. Rak hadam loisaychelu ala aris tishbachenu kamoyim. And then about 10 psukim later, the pasuk says again, and this is the most stark azara, rak chazak levulti achoil hadom, ki adam hu hanefesh, v'loisoichal hanefesh im abasa, rak chazak, v'loitoichlenu, says the Pasuk, alo ores tishbechenu kamoin. So again, Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Sav, Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Re'eh twice, several azores as relates to the Isser Dam. So again, what is the Isser Dam? Inal ala eat the dam of a behemoth. Stating that, as we'll see now, the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah, and then a Braisa, and then another Braisa that's going to go into great detail as it relates to the halachas of dam relative to some of the dafim that we've learned previously. Today's daf is actually a light daf. Zok the Mishnah, achal dam shchita bebehemoth b'chayah ba'oif. If somebody eats the blood that comes out of either a behemoth, a chayah, or an oif, when you do shchita. So we're shchita, it has to be the two simonim of the animal. If it's a behema, it's roiv of the kona, the veshet. The majority of the trachea and the esophagus. If it's an oif, all you have to do is shecht one simon. So when you shecht the kona and the veshet, dam is going to come out of that area. That dam is what's known as dam shchita. So somebody eats the dam shchita, bein tamei, bein tamei. It doesn't matter if it was a behema, chai, oif, that was tamei or tamei, meaning a kosher animal or non-kosher animal. Dam nechira, or if somebody didn't do shchita on the animal, but rather punctured the kona, the veshet, in a different way, and it caused dam to come out. Dam ikor, if somebody removed the simonim and caused dam to come out. Dam hakaza, if somebody bloodlet an animal, he did it in a place, shana shama yoitzabai, where the blood that emerged from the animal was blood that has the neshama in it. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. In all of the aforementioned cases, chayav and olav. You're going to be chayiv for the iser dam. What's the chiyav of dam? It's a loisase, it's also a chiyav karas. Dam matchoil, the dam that comes from the spleen of the animal, dam alev, the dam of the heart. Dam beitzim, if there's dam in eggs. Dam chagovim, the dam of grasshoppers. Dam hatamtsis, we'll see what that means. Ein chayav and olav, there you're not chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv, dam and tam. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayiv, dam and tam. So one thing you see from the Mishnah, that not all dams were created equally. And as it relates to the Isser Dam, even though it says in the Torah, loisase, you have chiv karas, it doesn't include all that. The Torah is very general. Dam doesn't specify what kind of blood. There are many different types of bloods. So in the Mishnah, we see already that there are two types of bloods. There are the bloods that are chayav in olav, and then there are the bloods that are in chayav in olav. Zok the Gemara, a braisa that elaborates on this point. Tanu Rabbanan, kol dam lo yisoichlu. So one of the many psukim that discuss the Isser Dam is in Parshas Sav, and it says, v'chol dam I would think that the Isra Dam applies even to the Dam of a human being. So a human being is referred to as Mahal Cheshtayim. He walks on twos, not on four. Dam Beitzim, Dam Chagovim, Dam Dogim, Hakol Bechlal. Meaning, I would have thought, so this is a little Krisos language, meaning there's Gersa issues. But the point is that you would have thought that in the Isra Dam is included, number one, the Dam of a human being. Number two, Dam Beitzin, Dam Chagovim, and Dam Dagim. Talmud Boimar says, Lo Oif Vela Behema. Ma Oif Behema Miuchadim. What's unique about an Oif and a Behema? Sheesh Behem Tuma Kala and Tuma Chamura. They're subject to the laws of Tuma Kala and Tuma Chamura. Tuma Chamura is Tumas Nevela. It's Metama Bemaga Ubemasa. Tuma Kala is Tumas Oichlin, which is only metama b'maga. So oif and behema are subject to the laws of tuma kala and tuma chamura. Number two, v'yesh ben issa v'heter. The Gemara is going to clarify later in the sugi that what that means is that they're aser before shechita, they become mutter after shechita, hence issa v'heter, issa before shechita, heter after shechita. V'hein min basar, it's also meat, af kol, so too. Anything, sheyesh ben tuma kala, anything that has Tumakalo Itzidam Akhishtaim, which immediately excludes the Dam of human beings, because Dam of human beings are not, or a human being is not subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. Sheyesh Bem Tumakamura, Bavem Bem Tumakalo. Itzidam Shrotzim, we exclude Dam Shrotzim, Shem Bem Tumakamura. Doesn't have Tumakamura, there's no Tumas available when it comes to a Sheretz. Itzidam Beitzim, Dam Beitz, Shem Bem Basar, an egg is not Basar. Dam Dogim, Dam Chagovim, and Dam Dogim and Chagovim are also excluded Shekuloi Heter because they never have a Zman of Isser. There's no Shechita when it comes to a fish. There's no Shechita when it comes to a grasshopper. You're allowed to eat kosher fish or kosher grasshoppers with or without Shechita. Loifu Lebehema. Why did Torah have to mention Loifu Lebehema? So this is all part of the Braisa. Because Ima Oif, had it only said Oif, I would have thought Shein by Kalayim. Maybe only Oif has the Isser Dam because there's no halach of kalayim by oifers. The Gemara will explain this as well. Af behemah she'im ba kalayim. So maybe it only relates to behemahs that don't have an issur kalayim. Tamar lo yivul behemah. The Torah had include all behemahs. Ima behemah had the Torah only mentioned behemah. I would have thought she'ina be'im ala bonim. It's because you don't have the halach of shiluach hakam by behemah. Af oif she'im be'im ala bonim. Tamar lo yivul. That's why to clarify, the Torah said la oif. Ule behemah. Either way, so the Braisa mentions like the Mishnah does, albeit a different list. But examples of bloods that are not included in the Isser Dam, how do you know it? Because it says, V'chol dam le'soichlu, and then immediately it says, V'oifel le'behema. So we learn from there that the only type of dam that's included in the Isser is dam that's included in the oif and the behema. Fake the Gemara, the most obvious question. V'ema kol dam klal, oifu behema prat, klal uprat, im b'chal alamasha b'prat, kol dam le'soichlu is a klal, all dam. Then it says loif lehema, that's a prat. What's the rule of a klal or prat? In b'chlal alamash of a prat. If that's the case, only the dam of an oif should be included. Oif lehema, in midiachri ni loif. So the Gemara says, the next pasuk, it says, ki nefesh kol basar domoi b'nafshe. Now the truth is, it's not the next pasuk, because that pasuk is really in Parshas. The next pasuk called Nefesh Hashatoichal Kol Dam VeNichrasa. Okay, so that pasuk, you have to know which pasuk the Gemara is quoting. Chazav akila. What you have is a klal prat to klal. Yeah, to don elokein aprat. Being that you have a klal prat to klal, now already we're marbe not only oifa behema, but we're marbe anything that's kain oifa behema. Afraid the Gemara loydomi klal the basra the klal akam. Even though you have a klal prat to klal, but isn't the klal kam and the klal basra different household klal akam a lot? The first klal is v'chol dom loyseichlu. The second dam, which is a regular loysasei, is klal. Basra Koris is a chi of Koris called Nefesh Asher Teichal Kol Dom V'Nichasa Nefesh Ahim Eameo. So if the two klals are different, could you still darshan a klal prat to klal? The Gemara says, yeah, itanet v'Rabbi Shmuel hi. The klal you prati darshinon min hodein gavna. V'afal gavta leidomi klal basra l'kol akam. Again, some Krisus language. But the point is, says the Gemara, that the Isser Dam has in it a klal prat to klal. What's the klal prat to klal? The first klal is, it says, v'chol dam l'soichlu. The prat is l'oifel abehema. The second klal is, ki nefesh kol basra domi ben afshay hu. And we learn from there, klal pratu klal iatodon elokeina prat. What's the prat? Oif ubehema. So anything that's kein oif ubehema is going to be included. What's excluded? All the things that were mentioned in the brisa. Says the Gemara. Amma klal pratu klal iatodon elokeina prat. Ma prat mifurush davar sheish baytum akalav tum chamura viyesh ba yisav heter viyesh ba min basar av kol davar sheish baytum akalav vit. So we had a klal prat to klal, and from the klal prat to klal, we were marva anything that's ke'ena prat. Says the Gemara, "I've called the ketonik lasu yemai. What's ke'ena prat that we're being marva from the klal prat uklal?" The Mishnah says, "Ochal dam shchita bebehema b'chay v'oif. Behema chay v'oif is all included in l'oif l'behema. Chay is b'chal behema. So it's all included in the words oif l'behema. So what's included in this klal prat uklal?" It sounds like everything that's not oifu behem is excluded. What are we including in what the Torah mentioned mefurish as a result of the klal prat to klal? Amarav adabar avin lasuye domeshal kvi. You know, we're coming to include the infamous kvi, says the word Microsoft. What is the Tana of this Braisa hold? The Tana, the Braisa who darshan the klal prat to klal, that felt that he needed a limud to include kvi. Ika savar kvi sveiku. Right, what are the two tzadim as it relates to a kvi? So kvi comes up a lot, especially in the Sechta Schulim, but we've seen it many times recently. The two basic tzadim as it relates to kvi is one man number says that a kvi is a sub. We're not sure. Could be he's a behema, could be he's a chaya. The other man says, no, we know what he is. He's a beri b'fnei atzmai. He's not a behema, he's not a chaya. He's none of the above. So it says, if the time of the price holds that a kvi is a sveika, it's a krolim, it's a sveika. I need a pasuk to tell me that a sofik behema, sofik chaya is included in the iser. Marashach, if he's a behema, he's included. If he's a chaya, he's included. Elikosav, a kvi beri b'fnei atzmai. Must be, he holds that it's a beri b'fnei atzmai. Says the Gemara, on the topic of the kvi, ashkach on domus. We have a makar now that the dam of a kvi is aser. What again is the makar? The klal pratu klal. How do you know if the chelev is aser? Mikol chelev. It says the word kol chelev, and kol chelev is mar, but the chelev of a kvi. Nevelosai minayin. How do you know that there's nevela when it comes to the kvi? Mikol nevela. The word kol is marba. Gidhanosha minol. How do you know the gidhanosha of a kvi is aser? Bekafa yorech tal yerachmona. Because when the Torah mentions the iser gidhanosha, so it sounds like from the pasuk that any animal that has the kafa yorech, it has that. And piece of anatomy is included in the iser. If he has it, and as a result, it's included in the iser. How do you know that its nevela is metama? Additionally, how do you know that there's a mitzvah shchita? So then already the Gemara says svar. At this point, it's already a svar because if you find this in a sedam, this in a sechelev, this in a segedanasha. So once you find this in a nevela, all these halachas that we treat the kfi, despite the fact that it's a very bifnei atzmoi, as a behemor or a chaya, so it's mistaber that it'd be tumah and it'd be shchita. Because again, middle chol mili rabbi rachmana kebehema to masoi vishchitosoi nami kebehema. So again, we have a klal prat to klal in the world of the iser dam, and that's how we know that not all dam is included in the iser dam. What's the prat loifel behema? So if something similar to oif and behema, it's going to be included. If it's not similar to oif and behema, it's not going to be included. So in order to know if something is similar to oif and behema, we have to understand the unique character traits of the oif and the behema. And the Brisa mentioned a few. Number one, oif and behema have tuma kala and tuma chamura. They're subject to tumas nevela. They're also subject to tumas oichlin. Number two, oif and behema have issa v'heter. You can't eat them before shchita. You can eat them after Shechita. And number three, they're basar. so that something that's not basar, for example, dam of a beitza, would be excluded as well. So the Gemara is going to go through each one of these individually. So it sounds like from this brisa, we exclude the dam of a human being, dam malchishtayim, from the klal prat, the klal, by virtue of the fact that it doesn't have tumah kala. It has tumah chamura. Of course, when a person dies, this is the most tumah chamura. It's tumas meis. But it doesn't have tumas kala. I mean, there's no tumas oichlin. So if somebody eats human flesh, and you have a sheer kebeya of human flesh, is there tumas oichlin, or is there not tumas oichlin? It's a braisa. We just said now that we're excluding malchishtayim from the klal prat to klal because of the fact that human flesh, a human being, doesn't have tumas oichlin. Frank the Gemara is that so pashit? Vermini, I'll ask you a kasha from Masechtas Uktzin. Hachoytech min ha'adam. If somebody cuts a piece of human flesh to feed it to dogs, tzarech machshava v'hechsher. In order for this piece of meat to become tummy, you would have to have machshava to eat it. Number two, it would have to become huchshav v'kabel tumah. V'kashalon, and everybody was bothered with this mishnah. Machshava lamali. Tasa chatiha shalei machshava. What are you machshava for? You machshava to eat it? Why are you cutting human flesh if you don't plan on eating it? You should be burying it. The fact that you're eating it, isn't that in and of itself machshava? Amri shlokish b'chaytchei l'kchelev. So talking about when you cut it to feed to a dog, and being that you cut it to feed it to a dog, that's not considered machshava la'oichlin. In order for it to have a chshivas of oichlin, so it'll be now tomei tomas la'oichlin, you'd have to have machshava that a human being should eat it. A machshava that a dog should eat it is not considered machshava. Either one statue, machshava la'kalv la'ach machshavi. A machshava that a dog should eat it doesn't give food a chashivas of oichlin in the world of tumah v'taira v'atnan. We learned in another mishnah klal omru betumah kolam yuchad la'achilas adam tamei achi yipasam achilas kelev. Any food that became tamei, it was miyuchad la'achilas adam. The halacha is that if it's not food anymore, it's not roi la'achila, it loses its status of tumah. But what does it mean that it's not roi la'achila? It has to be possible even me'achilas kelev. Even a dog won't eat it. What do you see from here? That as long as a dog will eat it, it's considered oichel. So you see achilas kelev, ro'i la'achilas kelev is considered oichel in the world of tumah v'taira. So why don't you say that the fact that you cut the basar to feed the dog, that in and of itself gives it a chshivas of oichel? So the Gemara says, ahu la'asuki tumah minei. The kibin mikara ha'vichazi la'adam, la'asuki b'tumah achi yipas mechilas kelev. That Mishnah is talking about where it was already an oichel. It was already tumah. Now you want to tell me it's not oichel anymore, so it should lose its tumah? If it's still roi l'achilas kelev, it's still considered oichel. But hocha l'achusei le'tumah. Over here, we're not discussing removing tumah. We're discussing giving it tumah. There, it's to the contrary. Chazi l'adam, chazi l'kelev, loy chazi l'adam, loy chazi l'kelev. The point is that once something's tumah, if you want to remove its tumah by saying that it's not oichel, it would have to be not even oichel l'achilas kelev. To give something a chashivas of oichel so that it should be able to become tameh, there the standard is much higher, right? It's sometimes more difficult to attain something than it is to maintain something. So if you want to attain tumah, there's a higher threshold of oichel that you have to have. It has to be roi l'achilas adam. To maintain tumah, as long as it's still roi l'achilas kelev, that would be considered kelev. Mikom makoim, k'tani machshav. What's the point? What do we want from this mishnah in Uktzen? Not the halacha l'achilas kelev. That was a digression. What we want is the basic halacha. Hachoytech min ha'adam, tzarech machshava v'hechsher. Machshava v'hechsher. These are words in the world of Tumas Eichlin. Tumas meis, Tumas the veil doesn't need machshava and hechsher. That's halacha Tumas Eichlin. So zok de gemara. L'maise, it says machshava. U'machshava l'tuma kalahi. What do you see then this Tumas Oichlin when it comes to human flesh? How does the Shemot Arbraisa? Arbraisa says that would be Memai Dam Halchishtayim from the Klal Prat to Klal, because it's not Doima in that the Klal Prat to Klal, the Keina Prat, is Oifu Behema that has Tumakala. Human flesh doesn't have Tumas. It's not true, it's a Mishnah. You see Machshav and Hech, Machshav and Hechsher, that's Tumas Oichlin Geret. See, you see clearly that there's Aloha Machshav and Hechsher. The Gemara says, Hani Mila Michaim, Avalacha Miso, Tomehu, Tumachamur. You have to say it's true. The Mishnah Mesach Tesuchsin that says it's Tumakala, but Tumas is true. But that's talking about where a live person's flesh is being eaten. So the human flesh of a person that's alive, that is considered oichel, that's subject to the laws of Tumas Oichlin. As long as it's machshava and hechsher, you'll have the halachas. When our braisa said that there's no halach of Tumas Oichlin when it comes to human flesh, that's talking about where the person's dead. A dead person? So I guess in the world of people that eat human flesh, to eat the human flesh of a dead person is different than of a live person. Live person, maybe. It could have a chshivas of oichel, eating machshava for it, obviously. But as it relates to a dead person, that's something nobody's going to do. It says the Gemara, if that's the case, when the Braisa compared and contrasted the basar of an oif and a behema that does have tumas oichel, and the basar of a human that doesn't have tumas oichel. Now that we clarify, we're talking about lachar misa, that means the Braisa is saying that the basar of a dead oif or a dead behema is subject to tumas oichel, right? The kabasa gabi behema lachar misa. I basar, metama tumachamur, vim dama tumachamur. Is that true? Once an animal is dead, it doesn't have tumachal anymore. Now it has tumachamur, tumas nevela. And even the dam, by the way, has tumas nevela. It's not dam nevela, it's bishami bitaim, bishami bitaim, it's shitas bishawel, that it's tumas. You're right. You want to know where it's negeya, that the nevela of a behema would have tumas oichel and not the regular tumachamur. Where is that negeya? The following Mishnah. And this is also a Mishnah Mesachtas Uktzin. Nevelas behema tmei b'chol makim. The nevela of a behema is tmei b'chol makim. Nivlas oif hatahar b'kfarim tzarech machshava ve'ein tzarech hechsher. Without going into the details of this Mishnah, you just need one thing. You see from here that a nevela sometimes needs machshava, right? And or doesn't need hechshav. Amalei Rav the Rav Chiya. So Rav told Rav Chiya. He said, I don't understand this Mishnah. Machshava lomalei. V'tuma ka lehi gufa tuma hi. What do you need machshava for? Always for Tumas Eichlin. We need Tumas Eichlin. We're dealing with a nevela over here. Nevela anyway says tuma chamur. Amalei, so he told him, I'll tell you what's going to gazayis. Pachas mi gazayis nevela. V'tzirva lebachas mi bei Eichlin. You're right. This basar of the nevela could be matama on its own. But it needs a shear. What's the shear? The shear is kezayis. What would it be if you didn't have a kezayis? You also had less than a shear of tumas oichel. The shear of tumas oichel is kebeh. So you had less than a shear of oichel, not of an nevela, regular, good old-fashioned oichel, that's tame. And you had less than a shear of basar, of nevela. The question is, could a basar nevela be mitzdar? If you had a full shear of basar nevela, you had a full kezayis, you wouldn't need to come on to tumas oichel. But halacha b'mayaskinon, we didn't have a shear. So the Allah, the hay v'hay, havi kebe. Ihochi says the Gemara, the boy nami hechsher. So if that's the case, then why did the Mishnah say, tzorich machshava, the ain't tzorich hechsher? Why don't you need hechsher? The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, I'll call Zera Zera Shei Zereya. Mazroyim Yuchadin Shein Soifel L'Tamei Tumah Chamura V'Tzarech Hechsher. Av Kol Shein Soifel L'Tamei Tumah Chamura Tzarech Hechsher. The halacha is that the only time you need hechsher is if something becomes Tamei Tumas Oichlin that's not subject to Tumah Chamura. Anything that's subject to Tumah Chamura doesn't need hechsher. The question is, this is not subject to Tumah Chamura because it's Pachas Mekasher. So if it's not subject to Tumah Chamura, so then the halacha should be at your require hechsher. So Rav asked Rav Chiya a follow-up question, why in that Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin don't you need hechsher? So he told him back, Amalei, he gave him a very simple answer. Over here, the food really is subject to Tumah Chamura, you just have less than a shear. If you'd be mitzarev the shear, then you would have the Tumah Chamura. So this is something that shayach to Tumah Chamura, I mean that it's shayach to Tumah Chamura, that's why the halach is, ain't tzarech hechsher. So even though oichel usually needs hechsher, this is different, because we're dealing with the oichel of a nevela. This oichel of a nevela is subject to tumah chamura. The rule is whenever something is subject to tumah chamura, right now it's pachal. Yeah, it just means you're missing in shear. It's a chatzi shear. But if you're dimit starif this shear, avada would be subject to the laws of tumah chamura. What's the bottom line? So we're saying here, okay, we had a braisa that compared and contrasted the halacha of basar of a mate of a human being. Mahalchishtayim versus Basar of Oif and a Behema. And we said Oif and Behema has Tumakala and Tumachamura. As opposed to an Adam, only has Tumachamura, it doesn't have Tumakala. Says the Gemara, is that true? We have a first submission in Uktzin that says that human flesh is subject to the laws of Tumas Eichel. Non-negotiable. Gemara says, you're right. We have to rethink this. You have to say what the Braisa meant was a little different. Not that Mahalchishtayim is excluded because human flesh doesn't have Tumakala. Human flesh does have Tumah Kala, but it only has it mechayim. It doesn't have a lachamis. Okay, in other words, what you're saying is, as opposed to oifer mehema, that has even lachamis. Lachamis, it's never negeya. But I'll tell you where it's negeya. It's negeya where you have pachas mikasher. Essentially, then what you're saying is that a human flesh, lachamisa, even pachas mikasher wouldn't be mitzdarif with other oichlin for tumas oichlin. And that's this next line of the Gemara. Lafuke meis, avagaptim emayolele metama tumas oichlin. Human flesh, la'acha misa sa'adam, is never subject to tumas oichlin, can't even be mitzdarif a shear, and the reason is, mishum, the butla, daitoi, eitzel kadon, because nobody eats it. Even in the world of people that eat human flesh, this is already drawing the line. Rab Chananya Mar, Afilu Tema Dahavi Kizayish. Chananya gave a different text. He said that it could be that Mishnah Masachas Zoktzim, which seems to suggest that the halacha is, or this Braisa, just keep it even simpler, this Braisa that says that this Tumas Oichlin by Oifin Abehema, which clearly is talking about La'achar Misa, La'achar Misa doesn't have Tumah Chamura. Anyways, so the first teretz was, where it was Pachas Mikashir, so it's Negei that it can be Mitzarev to the Shir Tumas Oichlin. Rav Chananya said a different teretz, talking about where you covered it in dough. And being that you covered it in dough, so at this point, it's not negeya. Here's the point. It's not negeya anymore. The tumas chamura of maga, why not? Because the tumas chamura of maga, you can't touch it because you covered it. And it's for that reason you would have to come on to the tumas oichlin. So if we're talking about where it's covered in dough, shouldn't it require hechsher? So the Gemara says, Hani mili ba oichlin achrini. When is the halacha you need hechsher? That's oichlin that are not subject to maga masa. It's true there's no tumas maga, but b'masa miyos latame, it does have tumas masa. Why is that tumas masa? Because you could still carry the underlying basan avela. Being that you could carry the underlying tumas avela, so it is subject to tumah chamura. And based on the rule that the Gemara brought on the bottom of Amin Aleph, anytime something is subject to tumah chamura, there's no halacha of hechsher. Either way, that's where it's negeya tumas oichlin la'achar misa. For Oifen Abahema, and that's that Mishnah and Uktzen as well, with the Mishnah said in Mefurish, right? The Mishnah and Mefurish example that you can have Tumas Oichlin by Nevela. Where is it? Negeya? It's Negeya where it was covered with Batzek. So there's a Tumas Maga for the Batzek. Says the Gemara, Mias Latama Daton Lafuke Mace, and this is obviously in contrast to Mace, because that's what the original Brisa says. The Afa Gaf the Chipo Babasek, even if the Mace would be covered in dough, Metama Tuma Chamura, you would still have Tumas Maga, the Tuma Bekas Voilo Bekas Vieretis, because Allah of a Mace, that the Tumas Mace can go through, it can storm through the Batzek, it can go through the dough, it can make it through it. But the point is therefore you're never going to have the tumah kala because you're always going to end up having the tumah chamura. Amar yotze dam chagdogim v'dam chagovim shekulon heter. So we said that from the keena prat we mamayit a bunch of things. The first thing we mamayit was human blood. Why is human blood not us? Why is it not included in these halachas? The reason it's not included is because not keena prat. The keena prat has tumah kala and tumah chamura. Human flesh doesn't have tumah kala. Even though we said it does have tumah kala, we mean the human flesh of a dead person. What was the second thing that was nismayit? The second thing was that dam dogim and dam chagovim are excluded because they're kulan heter. Oif and behema have heter and iser. This is kulay heter. The Gemara explains. My kulay heter, either the chalbe mutter, doesn't mean that the chalav is mutter, hari chaya, the chalbe mutter, but aser. That has nothing to do with anything because a chaya is mentioned in the Mishnah who's, as someone whose dam is aser, even though it's chelav as mutter. Elam mishum d'lespe isa gedan asher. Maybe it means because dogim and chagovim, they don't have isa v'hetet, they don't have the isa gedan asher. Arayoyv d'lespe isa gedan asher v'damay aser. Elamay kulay hetet. What does it mean kulay hetet? D'lay boy shchita. That's what it means. It means it's oif and a behemah have a before and after. What's the before and after? Shchita. As opposed to dogim and chagovim, you could always eat dogim and chagovim. There's no halacha of shchita, so there's no iser, there's no hetet. Amar mar ma oif she'im by kalayim. Bryce continued and said that why do you have to mention oif and behemah? Just mention either oif or behemah. So he said because each one is unique. Oik is unique, there's no kalayim. Behemah is unique, there's no shiluach hakan. Oh, ma'amar, ma'oiv she'im by kalayim, ah, behemah. Talmud lo'im, ah, behemah v'kalayim. Says the Gemara, demai. Ilemo kalayim darvo. When we say that there's no kalayim by an oif, do we mean the iser kalayim of Rabbah? So we know there's different types of kalayim. There's a halacha of kalayim. You can't crossbreed animals. You can't do work in a field with animals of two different species. There's an iser shatness, right? So there's different types of kalayim. Which kalayim are we saying doesn't apply to? Do we mean the kalayim of arba, of crossbreeding? The kalayim, the chrisha, doing work in a field with two different types of animals. They are included. Alam rabaya, shet simrei. What we mean is the iser kalayim of shatness, which is wool and linen. The question is, the feathers of a bird, are they treated as wool with regards to kalayim? No. And the answer is, ein chayov and almish from kalayim. That's what the braisa says. The Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So till now, we had a Mishnah, and we had a Braisa that essentially listed which dams are included in the Yisadam and which dams are not included in the Yisadam. The Mishnah had a list, some yes, some not. The Braisa expanded on the list a little bit, and the Braisa also gave us some Makarj. All based on a Klal, a Prat, a Klal. We're going to see from here until the end of the daf that the Gemara is going to bring another brisa. This other brisa is a Tesefta in Mesechtes Krisos, where the Tesefta goes into even more detail in terms of what types of dams you chayev and whatnot. But the way the Gemara is going to introduce this Tesefta is by mentioning different statements that different Amiram made. And rather than just introduce the Tesefta, we're going to use the Tesefta as a way to ask kashas and more properly understand what the respective Amiram was saying. But in the course of the last part of that, we'll see a Tesefta that's going to really clarify some of these halachas a little bit more. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Dam shrotz and loikanov. Somebody eats dam of a shrotz, and he gets malchus. What's the shir? Because I is meisvei freit the Gemara. Dam matchol, dam alev, dam akloiz, dam ivorim. Harei elu beloisasei. From a braisa. The braisa mentions certain dams where if somebody eats them, he's not chayiv koris, but there's a loisasei. Dam mahal chishnayim. Dam shrotz and viramasim. Asim vein chayov and olav. Point is, it says dam shrotzim ein chayov and olav. How could Rav and Amoyer go keneged a Tosefta and say that you get malchus? The Gemara says, my ein chayov and olav karis. When that price says ein chayov and olav, it means there's no chiyuv karis. But I love mechayev. But really, it's good. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. Chado dahinu resha. Because if you go through that bright that Tosefta, Tosefta has four groups. One of the groups are the ones that have loisaseis. The other group is the ones that don't have loisaseis. This is mentioned in the group that doesn't have loisaseis. It doesn't work. You can't say. When it says it's you're not chayiv, it means not chayiv karis, you're chayiv malchus, because that would then put it in a different grouping. It's not in that other grouping. So the Gemara says, "Tanu milav nami kamei ma'idle." What's the makar that dam shrotzim is excluded? We just had it. It was learned out from the klal prat the klal. That klal prat the klal didn't just govern the karis; it governed the whole loisaseh. Right? It said chol dam loisaychlu klal prat the klal. Okay, so if you're not keina prat, not only don't you have karis, you don't have the lav either. Dam shrotzim is excluded from the klal prat the klal, which means that it shouldn't just be excluded from the karis; it should be excluded from everything completely. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Rab Zeira, you have to say what it means is, Hisru by Mishum Sheretz Loika, Mishum Dam Eni Loika. And when Rav said you get Malkus for eating Dam of a Sheretz, he didn't mean you get Malkus for the Issa Dam. He meant you get Malkus for the Issa Sheretz. The Dam and the Sheretz is considered part of the Sheretz. So if the Hasro was for Dam Erechanam, you're not going to get Malkus, because there is no Issa Dam when it comes to a Sheretz. It's excluded from the Klal, brought the Klal completely. But at the same time, if somebody eats kezayis of a sheretz, and he was warned not for the issa dam, for the issa sheretz, and part of the kezayis was the dam is included in the shir. Omar Rav, dogim shekin sayos. Another statement from an amoyer, the same amoyer, Rav. First one was Rav Yudam Rav. This one is again Rav. If somebody takes blood of fish, and he puts it in a cup, and he drinks it, to make it graphic, the halacha is aser, says the Gemara. Meisei, I'll ask you a question. Dam dogim, dam chagovim moter, v'afilu l'katchila. Again, we have to really see that Tesefta to fully appreciate this. But the point is, in the Tesefta, it's clear that dam dogim and dam chagovim are in the group of moter l'katchila. So how could Rav say, dam shekin say aser? Now, you can't ask a kasha from Rav from the klal prat to klal, from the previous brisa. Because the klal prat klal is excluding it on the deraisa level. Maybe when Rav said dam dogim shekin sayasa, he meant only yasa midravon. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask what it asked regarding shrotzim. In the first statement, Rav said he got malchus. Malchus, I'm going to frag you up from the klal prat klal. Here he just said asa. Asa could also mean yasa midravon. But the question is from the Tesefta that we didn't see yet. The Tesefta which says that there's a group of mutar lekatchilos, and one of the mutar lekatchilos is dam dogim. So how does it shtim with the brisa? So the Gemara says ahibish lekin. That brisa is talking about where you didn't put it in a cup. Ki Amar Rav b'shekins. It says, if that's the case, that whole price is talking about things that weren't put in a cup. Gabi Mahal Chishtayim, which is mentioned in the Tesef, that's something that's aser. B'shekins emi aser. If you didn't put it in a cup, would it be aser? But Tanya, to the price of Damshal Gabi Akikar. If somebody was eating, and then he was bleeding, his gums were bleeding, his teeth were. Now there's a little bit of blood on his bread. So what's the halacha? Could you eat the bread? No. You have to remove the blood and then you can eat the bread. So if it's in his mouth and never left its mouth, then you can swallow the blood. You don't have to worry. What do you see from here? That there's a nafkamina between dam shekinsoy and dam shaloy kinsoy. If it was on the bread, now you have to get rid of it. If it's still in your mouth, it's not a problem. So you see dam shekinsoy by adam is aser, but b'shaloy kinsoy is mutter. That brisa says dam adam is aser. Obviously, it's talking about b'shekinsoy, because if it was shaloi kinsoy, be mutter. So you see, even b'shekinsoy, then dam dogim is mutter. Has a shem with Rav. Elgi tanya, he must nisa this be kaskas. If you come out Rav Osir, the less be kaskas. The Brisa says it's mutter, nothing to talk about. Rav said it's Osir, he was worried about something else. He was worried about marisayin. The Brisa is talking about, is there an iser dam dog? And the answer is no. But there is a marisayin. If somebody drinks a cup of blood, what's going on over here? So he says, if you have the scales of the fish in the blood, so you can tell what you're eating, so then it's mutter. That's where Rav was coming to you, Mechadish. That Tisefta says dam dogam is mutter kachilas, that's Mikra Adin. But at the same time, there is a concept of a marisayin. Omer Rav Sheish, Tam Halcheshtayim, Afilu mitzvahs proish emboi. The blood of a human being, there's not even a mitzvahs proish. What does that mean? Bottom Rashi, the ain mitzvah lifresh mimenu, afilu mishum mitzvahs prisha ba'almas. It's an interesting lashon, but there's no mitzvah even to separate yourself from it. It sounds like it's mutter. You have nothing to worry about. Faith gemar mitzvah. Alas, your kasha dam matchol dam alev dam akloyis dam ivorim harei elu beloisa say dam mahal cheshtayim dam shrotzim v'ramosim aser the ain chayov and all. But it says before dam mahal cheshtayim is aser. Rav Sheshes was very stark. He said afilu mitzvahs prish emboy. I have a tishefta that says it's aser to eat. It sounds like there's a mitzvah's brush. So the Gemara Kitanya Aser the Pirish. That price is talking about where it was already separated. Kikama Rav Sheshes, not Rav. Kikama Rav Sheshes Bidalai Pirish. Where it wasn't separated. Kitanya, like we just mentioned, the Brayat Samafurish Brayat. Dam Shal Gabi Kikar Goyreva Oichloi Shepenashinei Moitzis Uvaylei Aveni Chayshesh. If the dam is on the kikar, you have to remove the dam because it's already considered. Dam shekinsoy. If it's still in your mouth, then you have nothing to worry about. Ikad masni lo hod Rav Sheshes al hado. Some mentioned Rav Sheshes' comment on a different price. Tiny rule into the price. Yochol cholav mahal cheshtayim yei oichloi. Oiver belav. You would think that if somebody eats the cholav of a mahal cheshtayim, so for example, a nursing mother, her milk, you would think maybe it should be aser b'achila. You could hear it. You're not allowed to eat human flesh. Dam of an adam is maybe questionable, so maybe the cholov should be a problem as well. And v'dinu ma behemet tmeyo shehi kalta b'magoch marta b'chalova ma decha behemet tmeyo shehi kalta b'mago, as it relates to touching a behemet tmeyo. If someone touches a behemet tmeyo, it doesn't become tamei. Right, a behemoth can only become tummy after it dies. While it's alive, it could never become tummy. Still, a chmarta b'chalava. You're not allowed to eat the cholov of a behemoth tmeya. Right, hashtag cholovaku. Is mahalchei shnayim shechmarta b'magon enoy din shetachme b'chalvan. So you would think for sure that the dam of a human being should, or the milk of a human being should be a problem, because you find that a human being is more chomer. How so? A human could become tamei. Rashi says ziva, there's neither. So she could become tamei. So maybe her cholov should be also tamei. Loi mar v'zelochem hatamei. Says it regarding the camel. V'zelochem hatamei. And we learn from there ze tamei ve'in cholov mahalchei shtayim tamei. Okay, I would think that maybe only the cholov is okay, but the dam is not okay. Because you see, dam is a much more inclusive thing. All dam is aser, even dam of a behemoth tahor. Cholov only a behemoth tmei is aser. But dam even a behemoth tahor is aser. So maybe the dam of a human being should. So you have a brisa that says the midday raisa, there's no iser dam, mahal cheshtayim. So in the beginning of the sugya, we learned that dam mahal cheshtayim is excluded from the klal prat l'klal. Here we have a different makar to it, but the bottom line is, it was on this braisa, Rav Sheshes, I feel a mitzvah's praisha anyway. Not only is it not a problem, but there's not even a mitzvah's praisha. Just to see that tosefta that we mentioned in a veinig, again, this is a sugya that you have to really go through properly, but just to hear the words. Ha'ichel kezayis dam, min behema, min chaya, min oifois, tahoyre, mevi chatos. Sofik ochal, sofik loyochal, then you bring an oshem toli. Ve'enu chayev el adam shchita bilvad. Dam nechira v'dam o'ikur v'dam ha'kozor sh'anefesh yoytzes ben chayov en olav. Dam ha'tamsis bazor rebudam yibakars, which is essentially our Mishnah. So the Mishnah, the Sefta mentions be'erich what our Mishnah says, and that is that there are many dams that are osir, not only are they osir, but there's even a chiyuv karas. That's the first group. The dam that have the loysas, the many loysases, and that also have the chiyuv karas. Number two, dam ha'tchoil, dam halev, dam kloyos, v'dam mevorin, hare elu b'loisaseis. You have another group that have loisaseis. So they have the loisaseis, they don't have the chi of karis. Number three, dam mahal cheshtayim, dam beitzim, dam shrotzim, osur, v'in chayav an olav. You're not chayav anything. You're not chayav karis. You're not going to get Malkasida. This is the third group. And then Dam Dogim and Dam Chagovim Hareza Mutter. So after learning the Gemara and seeing the Taisefta, if you go back and learn the Gemara, it's in Tzveitimol, it's going to flow very, very Gishmak. Because here you have Mefurish a Taisefta. Right? Sometimes you say Asr, you know what Asr means. Sometimes you say In Chayov and Olav. What does In Chayov and Olav mean? It can mean a lot of things. But here the Sefta is very clear. There's four categories. Leiroi Zek Koroi Zev, Leiroi Zek Koroi Zev. You have Arba Ovois Dam, literally. You have it. You have one, you have two, you have three, you have four. One is not two, two is not three. So then the Amira made certain comments that seem to have been puzzling in light of this very clear Raisa, this very clear Taisefta, and that's essentially the sugya. So just to end with one Ha'ar, and that is, so we began this morning's daf with an introduction that basically was the fact that the Torah mentions the Isser Dam over and over and over again. Another Azar, another Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, Parshas Achrimois, twice in Mishneh Torah and Parshas Re, and the Torah continuously mentions the Loisase. It also mentions the Chiyuv Karis. After learning the daf, we see that not all dams are the same. But the point is that the Torah was Nazaret many, many times. And the question is why? I mean, at first glance, it doesn't feel like the Isser Dam should be something that the Torah is going to go at it. Right? There's certain halachas in the Torah, remez le'edim zoymim min ha-Torah minayin, that we know literally from a remez. And then you have things where the Torah chazes it again and again and again. The Isser Dam is something that the Torah felt that it had to repeat so many times. You know who asks this kasha? The Ramban asks the kasha. And the truth is, the Ramban asks it in Parshas Re, the last time that the Torah mentions the Isser Dam. It says, Rak chazak levilti achoil hadam, ki adam hu hanefesh, v'lo yisoichal hanefesh im habasar. And the Ramban says, this word chazak, you find, right? Where do you find the word chazak? You find it in a few places in the Torah. He says, but every time you find the word chazak, the Torah mentions it in the context of kol ha-Torah kula. Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, "Rak chazak ve'amatz mo'id lishmar lasois kechol haTorah shetzivcha Moshe avdi." Another pasuk can say for Yeshua. Here Yeshua is talking to Klal Yisrael, "Vechazak tem mo'id lishmar v'lasois eskol hakosel b'sefer Torah Moshe." Says the Ramban, you find the word chazak in the Torah, but you don't find chazak by a detail. You find chazak when you're talking about mamash kol haTorah kula. Yet here, when it comes to one iser and iser dam, rak chazak. Says Raman, there's another thing that I don't fully understand. Rashi brings a chumash, Rak chazak levilti achoy ladom, right here. Mimashe nemer chazak, atolomid, shayishtufim bedam lo'ichloy. That the Yidin, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were shtufei dam. This was something that they were immersed in. Leficha chutzrach loymer chazak, divi Rabbi Yehuda. That the Yidin were mamish, they were obsessed with this Isser Dam. They were stufa, they couldn't get out of it. They couldn't tear themselves, they were addicted to Dam. They could not tear themselves away from eating Dam. That makes sense. What's Pasha Pshat? How do you even begin to understand it? Says the Ramban as follows. You have to say that the Dam, that the reason, the temptation for people to eat Dam went beyond just the fact that maybe it tasted a certain way. Avol nirali ki hiskir ba chizuk mibneyo inyan Hashem imenu dafku b'dam b'mitzrayim. He says, you have to know the rest of this story. Kiyo yuzoivchen ezivchem las irim tamen. We know when the Yidin were not in Mitzrayim, they were oivdei avoyde zara. Halolo oivdei avoyde zara, v'halolo oivdei avoyde zara. Mishchu k'chulachem tzoyin, mishchu yetchem avoyde zara, u'chulachem tzoyin shol mitzvah, yichesko perek chof, v'advarim atikim. The Yidin in Mitzrayim were steeped in avoyde zara, but not just any avoyde zara. The avoyde zara that they worshipped were Sheva. They worship demons. That's what they worship. It's Pesukim in the Torah. The Torah, after mentions the Issa Shchutei Chutz, says, you know why it's so important not to Shech Kachem Bachutz? Because if you're going to Shech Kachem Bachutz, you're going to end up Shechting Lasi'irim Asher Heim Zoynim Acharim. You're going to go back and you're going to worship the goats that you used to worship, says the Targum Onkelos and Rashi and Chazal and the Ramban right here. What were those goats? They weren't really goats. But the goat was the physical symbol of the demon, of the shade. And that's what they used to worship. The Yidin used to worship Shaitan. Says the Rambam, you know how they used to worship Shaitan? By eating blood. That was the ikar of their avoida. The ikar was achilas dam. They would take all the dam of the animal that they shechted, they would gather it, give it to the Shadim, the Hain Oichlin Olof Umimenu. Listen to this. Ki'ilu Hain Koirim La Shadim, Lechel Al Shulchan HaShadim Ahem Mischabri Mimon. They would sit down, they would share a meal together with the Shadim. They would invite the Shadim to their meal, they would sit together, This is for you, and we're going to participate in your Suda. This is what they used to do. What's the food of the Shaydim? What do they eat? What's on their menu? What's their entree? What they sit down and eat is blood. And the people, and the Yidden, when they were Mitzrayim, would sit down, and they would eat Mishulchan HaShaydim, and they would sit together with them, and they would eat blood. He says, Now says Ramban, I'm not saying that the reason the Torah says you're not allowed to eat dam is because it is. The Torah says why you're not allowed to eat dam. Ki nefesh dam ma'odam, ibadami. Because the dam represents the soul of the person. That's not my point. My point is, I'm explaining to you why they were shtufim boy, v'roit chamachrav ma'oy. The reason they were so obsessed with eating blood is not because it represented the soul of the person. They didn't care about that. It was because it was part of their avoida. It was part of their worshiping the shade. This is where it came to. And by doing this, they were able to somehow tap into some supernatural powers. They were able to say nevuah, and they were able to be magid asidois. And that's why the Torah went ahead and said, the point is, says Ramah, now you understand what's going on here. Eating dam wasn't just don't eat dam, right? You can't eat a camel, you can't eat dam. No, that's not what this is about. This is way deeper than that. Eating dam represented the whole avoid of the Eden that were in Mitzrayim. This tapped into their devil worship, the worshiping of the demons and all the things that they were doing in Mitzrayim. It went to the core of Alolu Oivde Avodazara, of Alolu Oivde Avodazara. And the Eden now are going to go from believing in all this silliness, ki hevel hema umipneim lo yechas, all that, they're going to go now to Tom and Tiam Hashem Alekecha. And the Isidam represents this idea of Tom and Tiam Hashem Alekecha. Don't eat Mishulchan Hashedim so you could say Navu and you could be Magad Asidois. Now you're going to live a whole different world. Now you're going to live a life of Tom and Tiam Hashem Alekecha. That's represented by the Isidam. And it's for that reason, says the Ramban, they were so obsessed with it. And that's why the Torah had to be so mechazek. And the Torah says, Rak Chazak Levilti Achel Hadar. Why Chazak, like Rashi says? Because they were into it. But why were they so into it? Hogu fakasha. The answer is because dam is something that they did as a form of worship. They thought that this was their way of attaining everything that they wanted to attain. And by becoming Yidden, it was going to be a whole different worldview. It's going to be a mahalach hachayim of Tom and Tiam Hashem Alekecha. That's represented by the Isadam. That's why the Torah mentions the Isadam so many times. It's fascinating. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Meir Nevuchim. If you go through that Rambam, he quotes Gimel Memvah, but the Rambam is very Meirich, and he says that all the ideas of Kachim that we have, all these halachas, we learn halach after halacha, it was all to be oikros, to remove us as far as possible from the original Avodah Zarah. So it's interesting. The original Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban, what was the ikar? It was the blood. But what did they do with the blood? They ate the blood. What's the ikar of our carbon? It's also the blood. But what do we do with the blood? You can't eat it. You eat it, you chayv kar. It's just the opposite. What do? You take the blood and you put it on the mizbech. It's mamish the opposite. The bayos achila is like it's very nice, right? That's shiore mitzvah. Malamit shakehanu moichlim, ubayil mescharpim. It is a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Mechaz chinuch, stiris and rambams, briskarov, ala tayra parashashmini, right? Vesta kodesh kodashim, kachim kalim, all the raid from over the years, right? Is it a mitzvah to eat it? It's a mitzvah for it to be nechel. What about chatzishir? You reverize from pigle, right? All the geshmak are raid. But the point is that the ikar for sure is not achila. The ikar is the zrika. Why? Maybe because by the shadim, what was the ikar? The ikar was the achila. So we just the opposite. There, avoid was achila. By us, it's going to be punkfakert. By us, it's going to be not achila. Achila, whatever, that's nice. Achila is a tumul. But for us, it's tafka, not achila. They ate the dam. Whoa, you can't eat the dam. The dam is mamish the worst thing in the world. It's karis. How many times does it say karis? Because it was mamish being oiker them. Not just that loshen says they would sit down and they would feed the shadim. In their mind, they were feeding the shadim. And when they ate the dam, they were participating in the meal with the shadim. That's what the Kehanim did. Kehanim yishulchan gavaya kazachu. The Kehanim would sit down, they would eat a meal together with the Yidden. It's interesting. Sometimes you have to understand what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah did in order for us to better understand what the Kehanim did. And by the way, if that sounds a little out there, maybe even controversial, the Rambam says this, and the Rambam says that he believes that the reason we don't fully understand, say the Kachim, is because we don't fully understand. He says, Baruch Hashem, the world was finally cleansed from so much of this Avodah Zarah, so we don't fully understand. He said, but really? The more you understand Avodah Zarah, the more you'd be able to understand a lot of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So this idea of they're sitting and shearing a meal together with the Shaydin, that's what the Kehanim did. Kehanim Yishulchem Gavayu Kazachu, Nafgimin is an halacha. Either way, we'll do Dam Part 2. But as such, I'm tomorrow.